The state opposition is suggesting that we need age restrictions for quad bikes. We've had 115 people killed while riding quad bikes in the past 6 years. That's a lot. The state government has announced a new research project into quad bike use, and medical, agricultural and industry experts have gathered for a roundtable discussion today at state parliament about it. But the Labor opposition has jumped ahead of the curve here. They say, forget about the round table and the white paper and the blue paper and any other discussion paper you want to have on this. The best answer to the problem is age restrictions on quad bikes. Mick Veitch is the Shadow Minister for Primary Industries in New South Wales. Mick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about the idea for age restrictions. Where does it come from? Why have you come up with this solution today?
So, Ben, we actually hosted the round table today at Parliament House, and this was one of the items that was discussed at length by the participants in the round table. You know, New South Wales farmers were there, the CWA, we had the Rural Doctors Association, College of Surgeons, and manufacturers. And the issue is about people under the age of 16 actually operating using quad bikes that are adult for adults, so adult-sized quad bikes. And it was generally agreed that there's got to be some sort of an age restriction to prevent kids from using adult-sized quad bikes.
Okay, so if a kid is riding a non-adult-sized quad bike and they flip over, there's still going to be in some strife, but it's not going to weigh as much. Is that a fair way of putting it?
That's a fair way of putting it. Yeah, adult-sized quad bikes are, you know, 300 to 500 kilos, so there's quite a bit of weight on them. And so there are other things that need to be done as well. This is not the only solution. Far too many people are being injured and losing their lives operating quad bikes. We've got to provide, you know, some degree of safety, whether they, we looked at the helmets today. There was discussion around adequate helmets in this country, and whether or not the helmets that are available actually meet the need of quad bike users.
What's the cause of death in most of these tragedies? Is it people being crushed, or is it head injury? What is it?
A bit of both, Ben. I think the real issue with quad bikes is that people underestimate the capacity for these machines to flip over, and then what happens once they flip? So head injuries, crush injuries to your body are all things that come up. It's across all age groups, but we do need to, and it's not just farmers. I think we need to be very mindful that there's a growing number of recreational enthusiasts who are using quad bikes as well. So, you know, the government's rebate for helmets is for farmers, but there are more than farmers who use quad bikes. And we've just got to make sure that people are aware of the safety risks when they're operating quad bikes.
Yeah, well, look, good on you for starting the conversation. Did they seem to suggest around the round table today that this would be a goer, that this wouldn't affect things on farmland too much if you had an age restriction for adult-sized quad bikes?
Ben, there was agreement that something has to be done about the age of people who are using adult-sized quad bikes. Whether we legislate or what is the process, but everyone in the room said that there has got to be something done about children using adult-sized quad bikes.
Okay. All right, well, this is your idea. Let me float it, and I might get some feedback from the bush. Thank you, Mick.
Thanks, Ben.
Mick Veitch from the Labor Party in New South Wales. He's the Shadow Primary Industries Minister, and while you've got medical, agricultural and industry experts gathering around a roundtable discussion at State Parliament today, Mick Veitch and the Labor opposition have just said, look, time for talk's over. Let's have action on this, and let's start it with age restrictions on quad bikes. So that unless you're 16 years of age, you're not able to get on one of these adult-sized quad bikes.